Welcome to Let's Chit Chat, Sis. I'm your girl, Kimmy. In today's episode, we talk about Black influence on today's society. So join us on the porch as we discuss Black leaders and Black influence. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hello, hello.
Y'all look happy today.
We're happy every day.
Right.
Oh,
that's really nice.
It's
really nice.
Amen.
Or try to find something to be happy about, to be grateful.
I'm joyful every day.
Absolutely.
I tell people that too, that I live with joy. I do.
I ain't happy every day. I ain't going to tell a lie, but I am joyful every day.
Yeah, I do live with joy because I'm not happy every day. Some days I'm really disturbed. Man, I may need intervention, but.
The dichotomy of joy and pain operating in the same space. Yes.
Y'all don't have the pains I have. When I get up, I'd be happy because my bones is working. It just I'm happy.
I know. I know because you know that as the years go on, you pick up a new ailment, you pick up a new this, and you know, but you're still able to get up, and you in the land of the living. So you know.
My grandmother used to say, "Thank God I'm alive."
Thank God I'm alive. Yeah, that's
yes.
Right. Yeah, we watch what we say.
And her son.
A lot of things going on in this world today that is very scary. And, you know, we all living good, comfortably and safe and believe in God. And we are in a good space. So we thankful. So today's topic is, Keisha, tell us what today's topic is.
So, ladies, today's topic is leading Blacks versus Black leaders. And when I say leading Blacks, we're talking about Black people that are leaders that have influence over the culture or over us, but not necessarily have an impact as a on us versus Black leaders. Some may have political influence that somebody that really what they do and what they stand for affects our everyday people, affects us. So that is the difference that we're going to talk about. So what say ye? Leaders, Black leaders versus leading Blacks.
Ooh,
thoughts.
If I hear you correctly, we have influence over both, but yes. At any given time, the leading Black people, if I heard you correctly, could be the common person that just have that kind of platform that allows us to, you know, look up to. It could be, and right. It could be someone who's not Black.
True.
Right?
Right. True. Right.
Yeah. Right. I have a lot of those, I would think.
Yeah.
Because the ones who's supposed to be leading us.
I don't think they're leading. I think that the people that's influencers are leading people more than the people that we then went to the ballot box and pulled their name. I'm just being honest. I think that we come to a time in the world where, you know, because we're in a social media and in a virtual world, I mean, you may not even know if that person is real, right, Jaslyn? AI, they may be something else, but they have a great effect on us, a great effect. And I'm just going to name one person because I really don't like saying his name, but I will say Kanye West. I used to be a really big Kanye West fan when he was, you know, starting out and, you know, his backstory with his mother and his genius as being a musical prodigy is phenomenal. But when he, you know, and it's not no fault of his own, starts suffering with mental challenges and mental illnesses that required him to have intervention, I think people used that to their benefit, and then he started to do so as well. But it had a great influence on our society, young and old. And I think that even to the point where it was even being considered that he could run for the president of the United States. I think we have made that office really a joke, because if you can just go sign your name and some papers. I'm just being honest. So sign your name and some papers, then you can do it. You can't go to a job like that. You can't get a job like that. I can't get a job like that because we have to go through steps, criteria, and meet stuff. You know what I mean?
Or have a whole bunch of cases in different places, criminal cases in different places, and still be on the ballot to run.
You have one case.
For presidency. But anyway.
Indictments or whatever. You know,
yeah, indictment.
You have one of those things sitting on you. You really don't get a job with the federal government, but we're gonna just blow past that. That's for food for thought.
Yeah,
you think about that. But you know, I think that when I think about the influences like that, it disheartens me because when President Obama was running. He mastered the social media game and that pulled a lot of people in, but it was a positive way. It was hope and, you know, I mean, things that we all could look forward to. Well, then we saw the next person come behind him and do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't positive at all. He won people over on negative things. You know what I mean? So just to piggyback off what you're saying, like, I would say Black leader compared to Black influence. That's a really good one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Black leaders that compared to Black influence. Chauncey, your thoughts?
Yeah, there are a lot of influencers out there. We have our entertainers and they, you know, they influence us with their music and, you know, we're in awe of them and what they can do and how they perform. If we sit down for a moment and think about some of the causes that they have behind the scenes, how many people really know what they are? How many people know what they're involved with behind the scenes? I think Jay-Z still has a program over in Africa where he's making sure that, you know, a lot of villages and, you know, in different countries in Africa have clean water, right? But you don't hear people talk about that as much, right? That's impactful, right? So then he would be considered, you know, a Black influencer as well as a Black leader, right? Because even if it's not necessarily here in the US, he's impacting lives for the better. But people don't always necessarily talk about that, right? When I look at our local leaders and those that the expectation that we have of them to make an impact in our lives or whatever, but I look closer to home. I look at my husband, I look at my family, I look at the people that I've grown up with in my community, and I see the work that they're doing, and I consider them to be those Black leaders. Yeah. Because they're speaking out, you know, on a grassroots area, and then it becomes more impactful the more lives that they touch and the more things that they do. So that's what I consider to be a Black leader.
So I'm going to start trouble before you go to our baby girl. Is it different than it was before?
No, I think it's about the same.
Different how? Different how?
Our Black leaders back then was leaders. That's what I remember. They didn't have everybody. They weren't in everybody's pocket, if that makes sense.
But they were. Look at Adam Clayton Powell and, you know, how he was when he was in office, and he was a preacher in the pulpit as well as a political figure. But when he fell from grace, they fall hard, right? And yeah. So even if you look at how, you know, Dr. King and the tapes that they had on him and is as influential as they were, none of us were ever perfect at any time. But did we affect change? I think becomes the most.
I'm gonna jump in. I don't think we talk about perfect people because everybody has flaws. You know what I mean? I think that when we talk about leaders versus influencers, you know what I mean? Good or bad, they're both sitting out here now. You know what I mean? So I don't want to minimize what anybody is saying because we all have something that, you know, Dr. King had things that went on with him, but his overall persona was for the good, right? And it led people.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
That's correct.
So,
that's what
we don't know what people do.
But I'm saying
they could be beating their wives. You know what I mean? Or doing something. Right. Like, some things don't ever come out.
And that's my point. Yeah. And that's exactly my point. So I don't think it's any different then than it is now. I just think we just see more now than we saw then.
Mm-hmm. That's possible.
Yeah, so going back to what? Okay. Chaz.
I wanted to see what she said because Keisha was trying to say something.
Like, going back to what Celeste said, I think the difference, because I see your point and I also see Chauncey's. To me, the difference is that the leaders of the past, for one thing, we didn't have that many. And we did not have as many voices as we hear now, as far as leading people. We have different voices that we're listening to. Back then in Dr. King's time, it was him, and they band together, and there was
it was a lot.
Malcolm X.
New York, Malcolm X, that's what I think about. Malcolm X and you know a few others, but you didn't have as many voices as you have now. And I think that's the difference. And you know, our attention is turned to everything, social media, whatever.
Good or bad.
Yeah. Good or bad.
You know what I mean? And do you not, Jaslyn, before I hit you, I want to ask this one question. Do you not think that because we have more means of communication, more means of exposure, that you get to know more people? You know what I mean? You get to know more people, good and bad. So, yes. Jaslyn, your thoughts?
Well, you guys are right. Because I'm like, now when you think about it, I don't know if you guys remember during COVID, there were politicians that were going on TV and they were saying, celebrities, we need you guys to tell people to stay home. We need you to tell people to get their vaccinations. They understand that they no longer have the
capability.
You ask people when you need help. You know, people are like, I'm not going to throw no names, but I have people that are like, I have so-and-so in prison. I'm about to act Kim Kardashian so she could get my boy out. And I'm like, we don't know any officials that could get people out. We know that we can act Kim Kardashian and she might look into the case. So I think politicians know what they're up against. They're probably all working together, honestly.
I agree. But you know what?
I agree.
Use people for what they can be used for. Because, you know, at the end of the day, call Kim Kardashian if you got your cousin in jail, need to get out. Because I'm going to call him. I know a couple people need her help. You know what I mean? Look, if she, like I said, she's an influencer. She's not something that my cup of tea, but she influences. She helps people in her own way. Jay-Z and Beyonce, they help people in their own way. Taylor Swift help people know. Hell, Taylor Swift get people to vote. You know what I mean? Do you not think, guys, this is just because of the times we live in now and that we have to, adjust with the times? Don't you think we have to adjust with the times?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look.
Here you go.
You got a whole lot of people influencing things. Not all good and bad, you know, but a lot of people influence because they have a platform to use. Because once you can get yourself out there, you can get yourself out there. And this is not just for saying, okay, we got an election coming up. But just like Jaslyn said, I need you to go get the COVID vaccination. You know what I mean? Certain people stepped up. I need you to go and fight for kids getting free lunch. You know what I mean? I need you to do this and I need you to do that. You know what I mean? And people pick and choose their platform, but it all can be in a way that it can be beneficial. And I think that most people are doing this. What I do believe that is happening now is that the media changes the narrative so much to what we hear that it can be a struggle to get out the things that we want to get out there, you know? And I'll just put one thing out there, and this will be another episode. Missing Black women.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about that.
They don't want to talk about that. But you need to talk about it because there's missing Black women, and that may just get one little blurt here or one person here when it's thousands of them missing. Like, who is looking for them? You know what I mean? What task force is put together? But you hear about what? The border. You know what I mean? Yeah. All that going on. But you don't get the backstory on why the border is being infiltrated like it is. You see what I'm saying? So get mixed messages and little pieces of messages, you know, doesn't help us, because don't we all have an agenda that we want? Don't we all have something that we need? Because we're not in this world by ourselves. We don't live in a silo. So don't we need to have our message put out there, what we want? I'm just saying. So, you know, that's just my feel on it. So who do y'all consider a Black influence. I'm just going to say it, of influence. They don't have to be a Black person. Who do you consider a Black influence? Positive or negative?
I know it's sad. I don't know. TikTok? I'm sorry.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. Right. But it is. It is, isn't
social
it?
Social media, period. Social media.
I can go on TikTok and find out what, I know we're going to talk about this in another episode, what herbs I'm supposed to eat. How to grow a garden, the natural stuff I need to use on my body. I mean, financial stuff.
We don't use Google anymore.
It's a black hole. But I think Kimmy was so right when she was just like media, because the other thing that we have to take into account, media is no longer just journalism. It's not the news stations anymore. Exactly. So when we were coming along, I was a journalism major in school. So when we said media, that always referenced journalists, whether they were on television, whether they were newspaper writers, whatever it may be, that's what they meant. But now media is all of them. And so then now people are getting their information as opposed to reading the newspaper or, you know, just dealing with one news source or whatever.
Any and everybody.
Yeah. And guess what, y'all? This might be another episode for another time, but have you guys heard of environmental racism? So a lot of the times the stuff that we are searching in your area, there's information that's catered for that. Exactly. So we could both be in an argument about the same thing, but if you are raised in a different area, we are going to be fighting about the same thing. We're not in the same area. So that's another episode for another time.
Okay.
But ever since I learned about that, I don't argue with anybody online, because you could be right and I could be right as well. We just different areas.
That's a valid point. That's a valid point.
That's why they need to bring back Britannic, the encyclopedia. Go to a book and find it.
That, I miss that.
You know, you ain't going to be able to see that writing.
You can't edit it. It's just there.
Keisha, do you have a somebody you want to talk about? An influencer? It's TikTok. You're an influencer.
Yeah.
Or YouTube.
YouTube.
That's sad.
YouTube. That's sad.
YouTube, only because I'm on there all the time. No, literally. I'm not a TikTok person more so than I am.
I think it's sad that we can't think of one. Like,
but I mean, it's a lot of people that influence the younger people.
But I'm just saying that to y'all because look, nobody got your brand say somebody, so nobody really
Instagram people.
I don't know people. I just know I look at them. I do the same thing you do. I look at TikTok. I look at YouTube when I get a chance. You know what I mean? I look at Facebook. I look at different things. And instead of going to Google now, I go to Facebook or one of those and put that name in it and bring up what I see.
Right.
And you're like, that is some screwed messages that these people be giving out. Lord have mercy, I'm following it, but that's what I'm doing. So, Jasmine, do you do anything different?
I mean, well, you said in the beginning, we all have our own different missions. Like, it's not a big surprise. My brand and my mission is always like family. So I'm like, I do have a lot of Black people that I followed when I was trying to build and fix myself to, you know, get my family. That Ayana lady, I did not know about. I just started researching her. I was like, she be yelling. I like her.
I like her too.
She's stern. I was like, oh, she be yelling at her.
I like her too. I don't know why somebody would sit there and talk crap about her. Like, you know, but to say
the thing that Chauncey said, I was like,
it's like, okay, you know, we live in a social media age. It's not going to be somebody that's going to be all positive, because it's going to be somebody that come out, and then it's not going to be somebody. It's going to be a whole group of people that come out and turn the most positive things into something negative. I know my sister-in-law said this one time. She said, put a comment out there and like people start coming for her for the crazy thing she said. And it was just something to compliment somebody on. I said, well, you do know that there is people that just do that day and night. You know what I mean? They just, that's their life, you know? So I guess to sum this episode up, you know, we're influenced by social media. That's our influence. Black, white, indifferent. We are using this as our source of knowledge, source of information. That's not to say that we don't use, you know, scholarly reports or anything like that. But what do we go to first? Things that our eyes can connect to. So, all right. Any final thoughts on that?
I do thank our Black leaders, and I would like to start with you know, Kamala Harris, thank you for the work that you do. I mean, so many people do put her down, and she still had to do a lot of work to get to where she is. We all know this, right? It doesn't matter that we know she's not perfect, right? But we know she had to do a lot of work to get to where she is. And so I thank her for her leadership. And I hope that, you know, she continues to be in positions of authority that will help to fight for us. And to see that she used to do one thing or think a certain type of way and feels differently based on her experiences that have come along and what's been brought before her. And I admire anyone that can admit to, I did this before, it wasn't right, and now I see it this way, you know, so on and so forth. I wish we had more leaders like that.
All right. So let's keep our hands crossed and our minds on prayer to make sure that the people that we have control on, making them our leaders, we continue to do so. Even though we all love social media and et cetera, that we also continue to do our due diligence and put the right people in office. Because the wrong people that are in office, they need to be as well exit from platform A, B, and C. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, don't we have a choice? We do have a choice.
We do. But it requires homework. It's not going to come sit in our lap, and that person's not going to come sit in our lap. So we're going to have to do our research to find out who is fighting for what we need and what we would like in communities, for sure.
So thank you guys. Anybody else have any final thoughts?
I don't want to start no trouble.
Love your Black leaders and leave it like that.
I'm surprised nobody brought up this Tyler Perry thing.
What did he do this time?
You know how he was talking to women and suggesting what they should be looking
for?
Yeah,
let me tell you. I'm glad you did, because look, I know Chachi feel different because she says so, but me, I didn't like it.
I need to know what's going on.
No.
Did you hear it?
About you don't have to text me that, because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So apparently,
you gotta get a lower caliber or something of a person, of a man, to help them and pull them up and be patient with that. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe when I was 20, not when I was 25. Damn sure not 30. Okay, because you know what? By that point, I was good on my mission, moving on with life. But I don't even want to teach my daughter that. I'm gonna tell you that, because the mistakes I've already made in life. And she's going to do whatever she want to do. My son is too. But I just think that I don't want to have the title to save people. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
That's my feeling.
Okay.
To each his own. If you want to save me, go right ahead. You know what I mean? And I don't think no different of you, because we're all different, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So, but that's another episode, Celeste.
Yeah, yes. Bring me in. So we're gonna discuss it.
But so I guess my closing thought is, as a leader of anybody, Black people, like, you have to be careful about making statements and standing for things that are not pushing us forward. So
exactly.
If you're gonna be that advocate in your community, make sure you're careful that you're making statements, because people are listening. They're listening to us on this podcast that are pushing people forward and not pushing them back.
And when you say that's I'm going to put 4 explanation points behind it, because the words is, you know, guys, even like what we say on the porch, yes, it's guidance to young people, to people who are just newly divorced, newly married, you know what I mean? Looking for their significant other. People, you know, I mean, we're in groups and on Facebook and stuff, and people can say things, you know, that people come and lay down their vulnerability and want to get people's opinion to help them on their day. You know what I mean? So that's what makes the porch great, because we all have different opinions, you know what I mean? And they're all valued. So thank you, Celeste. Anybody else, final thoughts? All right, yeah. Y'all. Well, joining me tonight is...
your girl Celeste.
I'm Chauncey.
Jaslyn.
Keisha.
And I'm your girl, Kimmy. We'll see you next Wednesday when we drop a new episode. Join us on our social media pages, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, yada, yada, yada. We are all of them. Have a wonderful week on purpose, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Take care.